There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real. And you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
And good evening and welcome back to Ghost Freaking Talking. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have reached Ghost Freaking Talking wherever you're reaching your podcast at. And I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
I'm Trent.
I am Nessie.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing that right. We have all three hosts here for the first time on Ghost Freaking Talking.
Wow.
And we are live actually tonight on YouTube. So you guys can go back and rewatch all of our sexy faces here on the YouTubes, because we do have all we brought in a second camera, we have a third microphone, and we got the lovely Nessie hanging over here on the side. She's in the newsroom, right?
In the newsroom, yes.
How's the weather over there?
It's a little humid.
It's a little humid.
Yeah, no AC in the newsroom.
But yet this jack off over here is having a big ass blanket.
You call me a jack off?
Yeah, exactly. I did.
Why are you bullying me?
We got Adora Build said I'm a guest on her stream too. Oh, so yes, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we are live. We have a live chat right now. So if you hear me reading something off, that is because we have a live chat with a bunch of people of a Lego community, because we are actually on a Lego community stream. Because we have a second channel called The Brickhead Family, which we do actually do Lego stuff. So we had 2-hour time slot. The first hour we talked about Lego and haunted Lego and this and that. But this here podcast is for you, our awesome listeners in the podcast world, wherever you're getting us from: Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, wherever you get your awesome stuff. And make sure to give us a like and a star rating on iTunes, so all your friends can see that you guys are into the best paranormal podcast on iTunes, and that is Ghost Freaking Talking. All right, guys. So, we have to plug our unofficial sponsor here tonight. It is Death Wish Coffee. Death Wish Coffee.
How's it taste?
It tastes really good.
From a coffee drinker. It feels good. No, a non-coffee drinker, it feels good. It woke me up, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, it actually...
It got me going.
Yeah, it's the sweetened cold brew.
Yeah, because it's the world's strongest coffee.
World's strongest coffee.
300 milligrams of caffeine.
Wow.
Smooth taste, light sweet.
All right, so...
Dairy and gluten-free. Gluten-free.
Gluten-free! Because I can't have my gluten. I can't have my glutes. But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk a little bit today about Slender Man. That's going to be our main story, because there is a Lego figure coming out that kind of looks like Slender Man.
A little bit.
Not going to lie.
We're going to go
into a little bit of history of Slender Man. But first, have you guys had any paranormal experiences here lately?
I'll let her go because I have a bunch.
Oh, snap.
I have a bunch too, so let's fight it out.
Okay, no. you go and I'll do it. You know.
Well, I'd say probably the first thing is when you brought all of your equipment to my house.
Ah.
So that was pretty cool, actually. Like, what happened? Like,
All right.
You want to talk about it a little
more? Yeah. What I did is your mom was very interested in some of the equipment and wanted me to bring it over one day.
Right.
So I brought it over and, you know, I love the Spirit Box. And if you guys don't know what a Spirit Box is, it's a AM FM radio. It's dual radios and you can sweep it one way, sweep another way, and it goes really fast. So it's just white noise like that. And you'll get nothing but white noise, and spirits can talk through the white noise. And I know a lot of people are like, that's bullshit. But no, we had an experience at your mom's house, which I walk into the house because I have like a feeling when I walk into places, I can sense things. I'm not saying I'm a fucking psychic or, you know, a medium or anything like that.
You get the vibe.
Like a feeling.
Get the vibe. And I think it's from living in a haunted house as long as we had, that you get that feeling and you go into the place and you're like, yeah, there's some shit going down here.
Like, have you ever been to Hidden Treasures?
No.
No.
Well, we're taking you there.
We'll take you to Hidden Treasures.
When
I've heard about Hidden Treasures, but yeah.
Feeling, bro.
Yeah.
You walk into the...
It hits you in the face.
So I guess the whole thing, my mom was kind of hoping to kind of talk to my dad. He passed away a few years ago. So that's kind of like the whole point of, you know, Nick bringing over everything for my mom.
Yeah. And so I got the Spirit Box running and I'm not getting any answer. I'm asking questions here, you know, and it's just going. And your mom asked, you know, if there was anybody here. And it said,
shoes.
Shoes. Thought it said choose. I thought it said choose again, but your mom heard shoes again.
She heard shoes. Yeah. Like on your feet.
And
shoes.
A little bit, side story to that was your dad was always complaining about shoes by a door.
Yeah. My mom would have piles of shoes either by her chair in the living room or by the back door.
So
and he would always give her shit about it.
So here I am. So I turn off the Spirit Box after hearing that because I'm trying to piece together, you know, any kind of resemblance of, you know, if that was your dad or not.
Right.
So I brought out a K2 meter. A K2 meter measures electromagnetic fields. Mm-hmm. So I had the K2 meter on the table and I'm like, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. You know, light it up once for yes, twice for no. And it lit up when your mom asked you if it was Van, your dad.
Yes.
And it said yes again when she asked if we were talking about the shoes.
Yeah, because she's like, because I thought it said shoes, like, you know, choose something again. And my mom's like, no, shoes. And then she's like, well, are you asking about shoes? And then, of course, it lights up again.
Yeah, so that was very cool because that is like direct contact. You asked a question, and it wasn't like we were hanging around forever to get an answer.
It was like instant.
It was like instant. And that thing never even bleeped on the table when I had it going off with the Spirit Box.
Right.
So, and I did a sweep. I didn't see any changes in the K2 when I swept around the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to answer, you know, questions while it was asked those questions was amazing.
And it happened, you know, more than a few times, and that's not coincidence.
Nick is like, Egon? Yes, I am. He's got all the gadgets. Actually, there's one that I really want to get. And that's the SLS camera.
Yes.
That is my goal in life is to get an SLS camera.
I want to get a RemPod.
So where's the $1,200 Super Chat?
Yeah, $1,200 Super Chat. Get us an SLS camera. And an SLS camera is one, it's a camera that picks up, it's kind of like stick figures. If there's something manifest, it'll come into a stick figure form.
Or if you have one, send it to ghostft@yahoo.com.
Yes, there you guys go. Write to us at ghostft@yahoo.com, and then we'll give you our address, and you can send it to us. Or if any other kind of gadgets, if anybody's out there listening in the podcast land or whatever, write to us. If you have a ghost story, write to us at
ghostft@yahoo.com.
Yeah, so we will read your awesome stories here. But going back into what was going on at your mom's house,
mm-hmm.
I started up the Spirit Box again.
Right.
And then I asked, I'm like, is there anybody here? And it's going, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And then I go, if there's anybody here, give us a name. And it goes, ch-ch-ch-ch. And this guy screams on there. He goes, Mike! I'm like, and I kind of, not knowing any kind of history of your family or whatnot, I heard the name Mike. And then I look over at your mom. I go, do you know anybody named Mike? And she got this look on her face like she had just seen a ghost.
Right, yeah.
I seen shit that'll turn you white.
I've seen shit that'll turn you white. But what was really weird is that, you know, the look that your mom gave me, so I turn off the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, does this have any meaning to you?
Right.
And come to find out, her brother passed away, and his name was Mike.
Yes. And he's like a very loud, like, boisterous guy, you know, so that would make complete sense for him to be like, Mike, you know, like really loud and obnoxious kind of.
Now,
so.
Wait, when did he pass away?
He passed away about 2 years before my dad did, so probably about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. What does it cost to rent, says Doc. You can't rent this ghost stuff. This is like, you buy it, it's yours. Unfortunately, they don't have a ghost store where you can.
Yeah,
be
I was gonna say I don't think of a like a ghost. Yeah,
I can't go to you know the rental like place and
the rent a center for rent a center for
ghost equipment. But yeah, so and then we kept having more of your family members come across using the K2 meter because yeah. Your mom would run through names and all of a sudden she'd be like, oh, you know, is this mom? And it lit up. I've only had the K2 meter go full blast a couple of times, and like I said, the one time that it went full blast, I couldn't move. I was like, dude, frozen.
It scared the living crap out of all of us, dude. Well, both of us.
Yeah, because we were walking through my mom's house. We were investigating her house before she sold it.
Yep.
And I was walking down the hallway, and that meter went all red. Mm-hmm. And it was like something had a hold of my chest. Like it was holding me from walking back down the hallway.
Wow.
Dude, still to this day, dude, like, even think about it, give me goosebumps, bro, because that was like the moment, like, holy crap, dude. It was in a spot that you said you saw stuff at. So it was like, holy crap.
Yeah, yeah, it was just really cool. And you guys can actually see that on our YouTube channel.
It's called Rewind Series.
Yeah, it's part of the Rewind Series, and it's My Childhood Home, Investigating My Childhood Home. Watch that, it's really good. We get some really cool evidence out of that, so if you guys can check that out. But Doc says, so it's not a real camera, a gimmick? No, it is not a gimmick device. No. Because I can rent an infrared or night vision stuff for my cameras.
It's a Kinect.
I guess it's what, a modified Xbox Kinect.
Yeah, it's a modified Xbox Kinect. If you guys have ever seen, what one of the Paranormal Activity movies was it? Where they
It's
the third or fourth one?
It's the fourth one. It's with the hot girl.
Oh,
I know
it's
that one.
That one with the hot chick.
I've seen it multiple times.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course. Teenage
sadly,
boys.
Sadly, she died.
Oh.
I say it's my favorite.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah,
but yeah, if you watch that Paranormal Activity, they're playing the Kinect and they go into night vision mode and you can see all the beams come out from the Kinect. And then you'll see somebody like sit on a couch and stuff like that.
And then you see the dots move.
Yeah, then you can see the dots move. That's basically what the SLS camera is.
Yeah.
So when it picks up on the energy, it will map out on your computer or your tablet that you have, and it'll show you. And you'll see it a lot in Ghost Adventures.
Dude, that's probably one of their number one gadgets they probably use besides from like the EVP box.
Yeah. And we just watched the Dybbuk box episode.
Yep.
Where they actually opened up the Dybbuk box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in his museum, they opened up his Dybbuk box.
Yep.
And he had the SLS camera and there was like a little figure dancing inside the Dybbuk
box. Yeah, it was just really crazy.
He's like, I'm a lead.
And then all of a sudden it like hopped out of the box and got bigger and was along the back wall where they had just seen a shadow figure.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. Modified Xbox Kinect sounds legit. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a skeptic in the house.
Well, haven't we caught things before on the actual Xbox?
Yes.
Yeah. Like many times before.
Because with the Xbox 360, like the Kinect, you could walk in and say Xbox turn on. So okay. It would, you know, your Kinect system would turn it on. Our Xbox would just turn on by itself and say, you know, something was giving it commands to turn on.
Creepy.
Yeah.
And same thing with the PlayStation. because it happens all the time here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I take it to mom's house, it doesn't happen anytime.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And you'd be sitting there playing a game, and then all of a sudden a second player would show up on your Kinect.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it'd be like player
like
two.
Like someone's next to you?
Yeah. Dude. Like player two like, has entered the arena.
The ring.
Grab your pants because you're like, I'm home alone.
Yeah, so definitely, SLS is definitely on my list of things to get. But yeah, that was our instance at your house, though.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. My mom was just amazed, so... Yeah, it was really cool.
Now we have more requests from your family members.
We do, yep.
Dude, let's go investigate. Dude, I'm down. I'm going to go.
Dude, I've had a haunted Xbox since the OG Xbox, says Ninja with the Bricks. Okay, so what's your story?
Well,
Morning Glory.
There are multiple stories. Since we haven't been on the podcast for a long time, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that's happened, you know, just stop moving around. But the ones, I swear to God, something followed me home from that stupid graveyard. When we went to go see Grandpa that one day, because Bella wanted to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Something, on Father's Day.
Father's Day.
No.
Yeah, it was Father's Day.
No.
When did we do that?
No, it was a week before Father's Day. That's when we started feeling stuff grabbing the back of our legs.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went back there and you're like, oh, crap, I don't have that feeling anymore. Or then once happened, right? But anyway, so we went there, right?
He's drunk.
It's coffee.
Well, yeah, dude, we went there. And me and Dad both simultaneously felt something grab us on the back of the leg.
Yeah, it was like kind of grabbing us on the back of the legs.
When I was with you guys? Or was this a separate
visit.
We did actually go there a second time because Bella wanted to stop by.
Gotcha, okay. So I was going to say, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, no, we both separately felt it. And then, yeah. And then we're like, dude, we keep feeling it. And so we left and we're like, dude, that was really weird. And random stuff was happening, right? You see shadows out the corner of my eye and stuff like that. You know, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Here at the house?
Yeah, here. Okay. And then, you know, you always get that feeling like someone's watching you in bed, but that's probably just me being me. But, you know, and then Lego pieces would throw at me, so I'm like, okay, stop throwing Lego pieces at me, you jerk.
Jerk.
But, okay, the crazy stuff actually happened when I went to go work with my grandparents' house, right? You would see shadows coming through the kitchen and standing in the doorway and then walk back, right? So that's always creeped me out because their house, I used to sleep there because for a year you'd see stuff in the kitchen walking. I swear to God, you always do. But Justin's room opens and closes all the time, which I think that was a draft because he's got the heart... hallway door, whatever it is.
No.
But Grandpa saw it with me. Papers fly up. Like, the fan's been on for multiple times, and the paper flew up and dropped. Me and Grandpa, we were scared.
Shitless?
Shitless, yes. We were scared, dude. But a couple nights later, they were all asleep. I was asleep. I wake up. I thought Justin, because Justin's usually there after work, and he's usually on the computer. I swear to God, I saw Justin sitting at the computer. He slowly turns around and looks at me. And I went back to bed. I'm like, okay, jerk. Whatever, you know, start messing around with him. And he goes back. And I go, like, close my eyes. I'm like, and I went to go talk to Justin again. He's gone. Justin isn't even home yet.
Oh.
So I'm like...
So you seen his doppelganger then?
Yeah, I saw his doppelganger.
Whoa.
But I would have to say the scariest part of all time that I've ever witnessed from that week is that cuckoo clock. That cuckoo clock has it cuckooed in 3 or 4 years. It has no batteries. Hasn't done anything. It went off. And I almost had a heart attack. I almost left the house. I was like,
really?
Dude,
see that blows my mind, because I remember that cuckoo clock. I've never heard that cuckoo clock go off in there.
Dude, I almost had a heart attack. It was the scariest moment in my entire life, to be honest with you.
So when it went off, like, what time was it? Did it ring like 2 times, 3 times, or was it just like a one-time thing? Or
I want to say it went off at like 2 or 3.
Okay, so just a couple cuckoo.
So
cuckoo.
Yeah, about this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The witching hour.
The witching hour.
Exactly. But it's all after that.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie right now. I felt like a cold draft or something, but something grabbed my arm. Just now, it's kind of like right here.
Yeah. Look it.
Yeah. Look at that. I've got goosebumps. He's got goosebumps.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's really, really crazy. So that's pretty creepy, bro.
Yeah. But, so, and one more. Yesterday, it creeped me, Logan, and Bella out. You can even go ask them. So we're sitting there playing Minecraft, you know, joining our world. Like, oh, yeah, you know, Minecraft. Oh, place blocks. I just made lunch, and I turn off the fan. I go away, and a couple hours passed. The fan turns on.
By itself?
By itself.
Wow.
And then you hear pots rattling and everything in there. No. You just don't want to believe it.
The peanut gallery.
You don't want to know about the parts of the freaking pots of pans because you deny
it. Peanut gallery over here is calling you bullshit on the pan stuff, but...
Well, he's Logan, so...
Yeah, exactly. I get it. Yeah, but I, you know, you've told me stuff about your mom's place, but I just think your mom's haunted. I just think your mom's haunted.
See, yeah, I think it's mom, right? Because she's always had that.
Because, you know, when she was here, the activity was more prevalent than what it is now.
It was against her, too. Like, it was never against you.
Yeah, it was always, she would get scratches on her, and she'd always have the stuff thrown at her and stuff like that. So either a ghost didn't like her or was kind of like hanging around with her. But we do still have stuff that happened here. And just yesterday morning, you were coming here?
Oh, that was, a couple days ago.
And I thought, you know, I was on the shitter. And all of a sudden, I heard somebody run up the because we have a tall house. So you got to go upstairs to get onto our deck.
It's about 6 or 7 steps.
Yeah. And I heard somebody like kind of run up the stairs, kind of like you did the other night when it was raining. So you kind of ran up the stairs and you hear a thump, 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 thump.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I heard the front door open because I left it unlocked for you because I knew you were coming over. I heard the front door open and you were kind of soft with it because you would have thought I was sleeping or something. And then all of a sudden I heard something walk in and then close the door because it's kind of like that suction noise that you make when you close the door. And it went shoop, and it's like, I'm like, okay, well, she's here. So I come out of the bathroom and I didn't see you and I didn't hear you. And I thought you were going to jump out and scare the shit out of me.
Because I was hiding, like I knew that you weren't sleeping or anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I peeked my head around and I'm like, she's not here. And I look outside and your car's not even in the driveway. So I text you. I'm like, you're not here? And you're like, no, I'm on my way though. So it sounded like somebody walked into the house.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. But I know the past week or so, there have been a few more things that we've experienced. I know your Statue of Liberty head.
Yeah. We have a Lego Statue of Liberty. The what is it? The architecture Statue of Liberty.
Set, yep.
And the head was lobbed off.
We have no money. We have no food. Our Statue of Liberty's head's lobbed off.
Yeah, because you got up and you're like, what the hell is this? I'm like, how the hell? Like, no cat could get up there and knock it over. Like, there's no way that would have come off unless you just didn't put the head on properly.
I know.
First place.
Seriously. It's been up there.
But no, I know it's
been
up there forever.
With the fucking head on for months.
It has.
I know I said it multiple times before. It amuses me at what ghosts, where spirits do.
Do.
It's like you know what, smoke him, we're going to knock his head off. Or move this avocado.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we had one night we had an avocado moving on the countertop. Dude, it was like, all right, seriously. You could sit and manifest and talk to us.
And like, but really no. Scare people.
Yeah, but no, you want to move a fucking avocado on the countertop.
You really spook him. Move this avocado.
But I will say today, when you guys were in here, I threw some away in the garbage over there and I saw the door open and close. And I asked you if that's like a common thing, yeah. If the window was open or anything.
You know, we had the entire house closed because I do have a window unit, AC unit, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm not making them sweat out too bad. But yeah, Bella's door opened and closed by itself.
It did.
Right next to you.
Yeah, I was, you know, threw something away and I saw the door move and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I think everyone's in the front of the house. So then yep. I turn around and see everybody in here. And then I asked you, like, hey, does it ever happen? And then as I was saying that, then it started to open again. Because yep. It shut when I saw it at first. Yep. So, yeah.
But we do have a comment. From Doc Sampson, Trent, do you get more weird activity at dad's or mom's? Because you said the Xbox doesn't act as funny at mom's. Well, it's a PlayStation at mom's. It's not an Xbox. But I would have to say, in general, like from all the times combined, I guess, or do we want to count recently? It really depends. Mom's house is toned down, I would say.
Yeah.
It's not as crazy or stuff. Stuff here has really died down too. I would have to say they're both meh right now. To be honest with you.
Well, it like I said, it has. It was very low for a long time.
But I think it's actually. Has the ability to follow us now. I think that's what's happening. It's following. It's has following new you. Portals.
Yeah. Well, here's my thinking also is that not to bring up the whole COVID thing, but I've been working from home since March.
Yeah.
Whether it's been draining my energy enough because it's got me here all the time to where it doesn't have to do anything around the house. You know, because when we would come home, that's when a lot of the stuff would happen. It's like the ghost is like, oh, I'm happy you're here.
Yeah.
I'm here to suck your energy out.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm but, an energy vampire.
Yeah. But, but being home all the time, maybe it's enough to...
Honestly, I could see that because why would you want to do extra stuff...
When no one's around?
Yeah.
No.
Because... We're always here, right? You know the energy. You've seen the energy that we have. Yeah, why would you want to manifest yourself if you're going to get that energy anyway?
No.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's the quandaries of the paranormal. That's what makes paranormal paranormal. You just don't know any.
And you do got a point. It was pretty heavy after, before quarantine, right?
Yeah,
and
then
when quarantine hit, it started slowing down to the point we don't really see anything.
Yeah.
So,
hey, the paranormal world is in turmoil as well. You know, with everybody on edge and all the energy throughout the world, maybe that's just enough for them to shift on their axis of whatever they're doing on the paranormal side. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a break here on the podcast. And we do have a merch shop, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to go and hit our merch shop, Ghost Rickin' Talkin', and you can get an awesome t-shirt like this or an awesome, look at the beautiful Vanessa over here wearing a tank top with Ghost Rickin' Talkin'. And it's in hot pink, too. You guys can get yourself some awesome Ghost Rickin' Talkin' gear. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we brought the boob cam back.
We're
Ghost Freaking Talking. There you go, guys. So that's the boob cam. Make sure to watch this commercial right here.
And if you want your very own Ghost Freaking Talking t-shirt, coffee cups, and heck, even dog bandanas, head to the link below.
All right, guys, welcome back to Ghost Frickin' Talkin'. Make sure to order your Ghost Frickin' Talkin' gear. I know everybody on the YouTube side's like, what the hell are they doing?
What the hell?
Yeah, I go back and edit this and put it out podcast-wise. So.
Yeah.
So it's weird on the YouTube side. They're like, man, this is weird.
It's like behind the scenes on YouTube.
But we have a half hour left here, guys. So we're going to dive into Slender Man. We're going to talk about Slender Man and Tulpa. What a Tulpa is, if you guys don't know out there, a Tulpa is kind of an entity that takes the form of something that a lot of people start believing in. Like I'm going to go out and call it a demonic spirit. Will want to take a manifest of what people are afraid of.
Right. Makes sense.
So, so if you think of J. Edgar Hoover is going to come back and destroy us.
Darn it. You made the joke. I wanted to make the joke.
There's a movie. It was the weird one out of the entire line of Freddy Krueger movies. It's like where Freddy Krueger, they go into the whole Hollywood thing, and the Freddy Krueger character takes on a presence of its own.
Right.
And starts killing off, the people that made the movies and stuff like that.
Isn't that the
new nightmare, I think it's called?
Wasn't it Rob Zombie's?
Oh, no, that's not Rob Zombie's, dude.
No, it's A Nightmare on Elm Street. It's the third reboot, right?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it's the
third
reboot.
No.
Yeah.
No, dude.
I've been watching all of them, okay?
No.
I just watched the whole series.
No, it's called A New Nightmare. A New Nightmare is the one that has the Hollywood where all the actors that were in the first movie.
See, I still need to watch the final three because I finished the whole series of the originals. Now I have to watch the reboot and then the reboot.
So. But yeah, going back. See, this is why we get off on tangents.
I'm sorry.
But, everybody stopped, doing Freddy movies, so he was being forgotten.
Yeah.
So he become a Tulpa-wise to where people started thinking of him again, and all of a sudden he starts manifesting into being into real life. And that is kind of where the life of Slender Man has come. Because Slender Man was a story that was written for what's called a creepypasta. Creepypasta is a website that you go and you can write your own ghost stories.
Okay.
You want it to be like the next Stephen King or whatever, right?
So can people read these and like give them their views and stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the Slender Man won the competition, whatever they were having a competition for.
Okay.
Because everyone loved that story. And then, so everybody started talking Slender Man this, Slender Man that.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual creator, his name was Eric Knudsen. Eric Knudsen actually created the story.
Okay.
And it says here, Slender Man is depicted as a thin, unnaturally tall humanoid with a featureless head and face wearing a black suit. Which, is creepy, right?
I mean, he's just a businessman. He's trying to sell you some weird stuff.
Basically, people started sending in pictures. They were doctored photos, but, people were showing a vision of Slender Man being in parks and, in the woods. Because evidently Slender Man hangs in the woods.
That's what I've heard from the one video evidence that I saw recently about Slender Man was in the woods.
Everything hides in the woods. Like, why would you go in the woods? Mm. Everything's in there. Blair Witch. You got Slender Man. You got Bigfoot.
I am not one for nature, and so I will not be in the woods. I'm not a big camping guy. So, all you Slender Man wannabes out there can go out in the woods and... do your butt stuff in the woods with Slender Man. Because, there's snakes and bugs, and I'm more afraid of those.
I'm more afraid of snakes, bro. I'm like,
than Slender Man. Yeah,
I see a snake.
So it says here, stories of the Slender Man commonly feature him stalking, abducting, or traumatizing people. particularly children. The Slender Man is not confined to a single narrative, but appears in many desperate works of fictional, typically composed online. Fiction relating to the Slender Man encompasses many media, including literature, art, and video series such as Marble Hornets. Wherein he is known as the Operator.
Doc has a good point. Slender Man kind of reminds me of the Silence from Doctor Who.
I don't remember the Silence.
It's that weird face dude with the long... He's like,
oh,
Silence.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they did base it off of Slender Man, though.
Did they base it off of Slender Man, or did the Slender Man guy take
no,
the kind of...
No,
off of
Silence was created for that doctor. But I also got another point to make, right? Didn't YouTube actually start banning people for talking about Slenderman and stuff like that?
Yeah, they did at one point because we'll get into it. There was a highly
publicized
story that these two girls lured their friend into the woods as a sacrifice for Slenderman. And in order to sacrifice for Slenderman, they took their best friend. All right, you take your best friend out into the woods, and they stabbed her like 72 times.
It was outrageous, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was stupid, you know.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, people.
In Wisconsin.
It's always Wisconsin.
No.
You always have Florida, and you always have Wisconsin. Butt chop. Don't do it, okay? Just don't do it. Don't follow any friends, okay? Just trust yourself.
We had Ed Gein up there in Wisconsin. We have the Beast of Bray Road up in Wisconsin. We have, Jeffrey Dahmer was doing that kind of stuff up there.
Don't eat people up in Wisconsin, please.
Yeah, they definitely like eating people in Wisconsin.
Ed Gein was making lampshades out of corpses he was digging up.
I swear to God, Wisconsin people are weird. It's in the water. It's in the water.
Yeah.
It's in the cheese, actually.
So Wisconsin, you stay, because we are on the border of Wisconsin and Illinois. Wisconsin, you stay above your border, and we will stay below our border, and we will intermingle each other. Because we don't want that crazy being down here.
Butchop is like, she was not her best friend. It wasn't that many stabs. He exaggerated.
Butchop was there.
He exaggerated that story.
See, Butchop was there. He was the one that wrote down the story.
Yeah, she was the best friend of one of the girls. Because I watched the, there's a really cool
documentary.
Documentary.
There's a documentary.
There's a documentary on HBO. That I could have swore it said that she was
Butchop.
Dude, in Wisconsin, this is in the history books, by the way. This is what they teach people.
You made a
up
belt out of nipples.
You made a belt out of nipples. Yeah.
Oh.
What a nipple belt.
Dude, well, you are in Wisconsin already.
Yeah, you're already
just
up there.
Sitting in bed. He's like, I want a nipple belt.
Honey, what are you talking to the guys on the chat
Shut
about?
Shut up. I want a nipple belt.
It says out here, outside of online fiction, the Slender Man has become an internet icon and has influenced popular culture, having been referenced in the video game Minecraft.
Oh. Yeah,
do you know why?
Why?
It's
Enderman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says here, with the Enderman character and generated video games out of his own, such as Slender, The Eight Pages, and a successor, Slender, The Arrival. And there was a very bad movie, too. There was a horrible movie called Slender Man, and it was bad. It was, like, horribly bad.
Oh, my God, that movie?
Yeah, we watched it.
Dude, that was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was like, okay. It's like we'll take a movie and we'll just slap Slender Man name on it and try to hope that people come and watch it.
Yeah. Try and get some money out of it.
You do have Slender Man in your Slender Man ride, right?
Yeah, right. Butchop says the girl who was stabbed was an acquaintance.
Not a friend, an acquaintance.
Is this part of the 72-hour stream again?
You missed the first part of it. Go watch the first part. You're fine.
Also, the girls did it because I dressed up as Slender Man and asked those girls to kindly stab the other girl.
Kindly stab the other one.
Kindly.
Dude, Butchup's FBI agent is like, we got him.
Gotta go. Go.
He admitted it.
It was in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All right. So, looks like it says here, you know, a little bit on the history of Slender Man. He was created on June 10th, 2009. On a thread in the Something Awful internet forum, the thread was a Photoshop contest in which users were challenged to create paranormal images. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So, if you guys... hold on. I got something for you guys. I took... Don't look at my nude photos over here. Don't be looking at my nude photos.
Wait, no, it's going to be you running around with B for C on your butt, right?
But yeah, you know that there's actually a seance you can do in the woods to get Slender Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
So right here, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll do it next weekend. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
on location.
On location, we will do it. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you go into the woods and carve a circle into a tree and put an X through it, press your face gently against the tree and close your eyes.
Yeah, you're just going to be the idiot. You know, someone's going to walk
by. Hugging a tree.
Yeah, you tree hugger.
And chant, Slender Man.
No.
Slender Man.
Stop.
All the children try to run. Slender Man. Slender Man. To him, it's part of the
You're
fun.
Not going
to
die. I'm the one that's going to die. Bella's going to die. Man. Logan's going to die.
Dressed in the dark.
He doesn't come in houses.
Suit and tie.
How do you not know that?
Guys, I'm trying to do a seance here. Yeah. And you guys are fucking...
You get no coffee. You get no coffee.
We're not done yet.
No, you get... Oh, this actually hurts. All right,
Slender Man, dressed in dark, his suit and tie. Slender Man, you must certainly will die. And then you turn around, and Slender Man will be there.
Dude, you will crap your pants if Slender Man turned around. You turn around, Slender Man is there.
Yeah, I don't see him anywhere.
I think Slender Man's a bitch and he can bring it.
Dude, now you're definitely going back.
So Slender Man, you can
Well, I was watching on the Travel Channel, you know, they have a lot of like every show on the Travel Channel is like about paranormal stuff, it seems like. And they had it was like paranormal caught on tape or something, and there was a story about these people, they went into the woods trying to find Slender Man specifically, and then they came upon some tree that they found like a bag hanging in. So, of course, they go up and investigate it, and it was like a bloody doll. And then they show, like, they're kind of like freaking out about it, and then they show like the camera panning into a field, and of course, Slender Man is standing there.
I mean, at least you're not Logan Paul, right?
Yeah, so Logan Paul.
This is true.
Fucking Logan Paul and his going into the suicide forest.
Yeah, no, this was in the States somewhere. So much, not Japan.
But here is the Slender Man. Look at, if you want
to. Oh, that's how to do it.
The circle with the X there?
Gotcha.
That's how you
see, get, I would have put the X in the circle. That one is going like outside of the circle. Of the circle? Yeah, I would have done it wrong. I would have got the fat man.
I would have chewed the Ghostbusters sign.
It says here, in early stories featuring him, targeting children or young adults. Some featured young adults driven insane or to act on his behalf, while others did not. And others claim that investigating the Slender Man will draw his attention.
Oh.
So,
all right. So we're just asking for him.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So Slender Man, no. We have a back door open right here. Bring your skinny punk ass and stand right here at this door.
Dude, honestly.
We'll all see you right behind me.
Yeah, right?
You know, you shouldn't be messing with all this stuff.
Why? Why is that?
Because if actually this does happen, we're all going to die.
Butchop says, technically, I can vouch for Slender Man being real. He is my second cousin. Doc Sampson said, he isn't pressing his head against the X on a tree. It won't work.
Yeah, but yeah, he's still calling out for him.
You know, a critical piece of it, Doc.
Yeah. So next week, we will go to the woods local here, and we will try this out. What do you think?
No. No. No.
No.
No.
Why not?
No, because I said no.
All right. So next Friday, we will be live, ladies and gentlemen.
Where do you think the stories come from? Of course, it's got to be real somehow, because everyone believes it. You said it yourself. You said it yourself.
Look at him. He's getting upset. He thinks Slender Man's going to come and get them in the butt with those little slender fingers.
The slender probe.
The slender probe?
No, no. I'm being serious with you.
Okay.
Every single time we call out for something, shit happens.
Well, I've called out for Bloody Mary before in the bathroom, and nothing's happened.
We actually had we had Bloody Mary show up on video and mess with our equipment in the bathroom when we were doing it. If you would ever go
I did watch that. Thank you very much.
thank you, ATs, that said bye-bye. Thank you for coming in here. Frank 17 is still hanging out, and Butt Chop is saying nothing will happen, Trent.
It will.
We will be actually live next Friday at Wolf Hollow, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be investigating Wolf Hollow on Friday nights.
Yeah, nice. I actually saw Doc post something earlier if we would, when all three of us were going to go do like a ghost hunt or something.
Yeah, that's what we will be
doing.
Here
we go, Doc.
And I've got to clarify it with the wolves if we can maybe live stream a bit of it for you guys next Friday on this YouTube channel. Maybe, showing a little bit of our setup and maybe do a quick spirit box session with you guys live at Wolf Hollow, because they've had some activity there where stuff will set off their alarms at 3 o'clock in the middle of the night.
Yep, I heard her talking about that.
Yeah, so we will go there, and they have a haunted pew that we have feelings around. It's a church pew, and they've actually had like a medium come in and say that there's a certain person attached to the pew there. So we'll get that name, and maybe we can talk to that spirit that's attached to that pew. So
guess we'll find out.
So we got some fun stuff lined up for you guys, and we promise we will start bringing you back weekly episodes of Ghost Frickin' Talkin'. Sorry we kind of let it slide a little bit, but I just wasn't feeling it for a little while. But I'm starting to get that feeling now. Now I'm back in the seat now with Ghost Frickin' Talkin'. So maybe we can get these podcasts rolling now.
Maybe.
Because we did have a very big pickup after the whole Conjuring House thing. So we will actually be doing that hunt next Friday for Wolf Hollow, and then maybe we'll talk about it a little bit, our findings or whatever, on the next podcast. We still have at least 12 minutes here, ladies and gentlemen. So if there's anything in the chat that you guys want to talk to us, if you have any questions, anything paranormal or whatever, let us know. AG and Brick says, good morning, everybody. Brickhead family, Halloween edition.
You mean good night.
Yes, this is our sister channel. This is Ghost Freaking Talking. So pay no attention to the Brickhead family here. We are Nick, Trent, and Nessie here on the Brickhead family, Ghost Freaking Talking channel. It's almost 3 a.m., guys. I am tired. I am running on empty here. So have you guys ever had anything to where, you would think about it and then all of a sudden it would happen?
Yeah, I've had like weird coincidences where, you don't hear of something in a really long time, and then of course you bring it up, and then like a day later someone else brings it up. I wouldn't say that's paranormal or anything, but
no, it's brainwaves, and you can actually tell past and everything like that, but that's a whole different story. Don't get me into that.
We don't have that kind of time, right?
Yeah, we don't have that
kind of time. Another weird thing here says, during the early 2015 epidemic of suicide attempts by young people ages 12 to 24, Slender Man was cited as the influence of these kids doing that. So they're trying to sacrifice themselves for Slender Man. The Waukesha stabbings. That's what we were talking about a little earlier.
Yeah.
The Waukesha stabbings and the negative media attention it generated irreversibly altered the Slender Man legend and the online community surrounding it. And that's what pretty much blew it up. Like, gotcha. Everybody wanted to figure out on that.
what Slenderman was all about.
Yeah, more death coffee. Yeah. In the late 2010s, also saw an increase in benevolent portrayals of Slenderman, with many depictions of him from this period portraying him as the anti-hero who protects victimized children from bullies. So, you know, these kids would lure the bullies out into the woods and Slenderman would have his way with them. So, you know. I don't know.
But
I
still, he's a nice guy. He's not a nice
guy.
He's
like a vigilante.
He's a bad guy. That doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Folkloric qualities. Several scholars have argued that despite being a fictional work with an indefinable origin point, the Slender Man represents a form of digital folklore.
But where you get the folklore for from? Yeah, real stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think Little Red Riding Hood? Yeah. You think there was a wolf? That was dressed up as Granny? Getting ready to eat people?
Well, I mean, where do you think stories come from?
People.
People's minds, bro.
Yeah, but once you think about it, it will happen. And it does happen. No, it's really complicated.
All right, Frank 17 said, in Boy Scouts, we joked around and we chant, do it and you're cool, do it and you're cool. What? What are we talking about?
He was talking about up here.
Oh, do it and we're talking about going out into the woods.
You're late. Yeah.
My bad. Like I said, man, I am running on fumes now. We're getting towards the end of it. My body's like, okay, dude, we're done.
Oh, yep.
We're done.
Like looking at the clock, you only got a few minutes left.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, let's just coast for the last 8 minutes. But we want to thank everyone for hanging out tonight here on Ghost Freaking Talking. Like I said, we're not a Lego channel. But we appreciate the Lego community embracing us on, you know, and bringing us in for a second year. We did try to give you guys some Lego content in the beginning. So you guys can't say we didn't talk about Lego. But if you guys in the podcast world want to see us actually talk about the Lego section, go to our YouTube channel and rewatch this stream. Because, like I said, I'm editing that out and just bringing you guys kind of this spooky talk we had for this evening. Life imitates art. Ninja with the Brick says, see ya, bye, wouldn't wanna be ya.
Those are clapping emojis.
Oh, is it?
Like, yeah, you're too far away.
Oh.
Yeah. Right
see,
here.
See, that's why you're in the news studio. Yeah. You can read the chat and be like, that's what we're doing. he is just a bad influencer. Slenderman doesn't do anything. All the stabbing is being done by people. Slenderman doesn't kill people. People kill people. Because seriously, in the paranormal world, I'd sooner be in a house with ghosts than in a house with people. Because I know ghosts aren't going to kill me. I think
you don't know that.
This guy could turn around and stab me in the neck right now.
Well, no, but like, ghosts do make that. They do.
All right, so Doc just said, Nessie is awake, but the boys are wrecked. Because Nessie had a 2-hour nap.
I took a nap earlier.
Trent had like a 30-minute close his eyes, and then Dad teabagged him. To wake him up.
I warned you, dude. I said, if you, because I went in there 3 times to wake you up.
No, I remember you coming in 2 times. You're like, yo, Trent, wake up. I'm like, yeah, I know.
And by the 3rd time, I'm like, dude, if you do not get out of bed, I'm putting my balls on your head.
The only thing I could think about, because I was getting up, and then like I fell back asleep, and I didn't realize it did. I'm like, oh, dude, he's gonna put his drum, he's gonna put his balls on my drum set. That's the only thing I could think about. He's like, I'm putting my nuts in your drum kit, bro.
So for those of you on YouTube side, that's what you get here. You get weird talk like that. We do talk paranormal, but we do kind of veer off into something. Hashtag someone was thinking.
Always.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know, taking that nap. Instead, I was hanging with my Lego community friends and hanging out with the Hoosier and the gang. But yeah, guys, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Thanks for hanging out with all that 72-hour stuff going on. like I said, I think we started at the 48-hour mark.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
The 72-hour
stream. We are the
48-hour.
Yeah, so
this is the last day, right?
We are now officially on the last day. We are on Sunday.
One more day.
Sunday, Monday.
And we do not have any more streams scheduled, but I do know that we do have some friends. Maybe we'll hop on. Maybe we won't. I don't know. I think I'm done with the 72-hour thing.
Now you won't see us for another
month. He's going to sleep for another week.
One with the stud said, do you run? No, because Vanessa didn't write B for C on my ass.
I was sleeping.
She was sleeping. So maybe we'll... I'll get her right B for C on my ass, and then...
That'll be on our OnlyFans, by the way.
What do you know about OnlyFans?
Yeah, what do you know about
Who
OnlyFans?
Who doesn't know about OnlyFans? I'm pretty sure Logan knows about OnlyFans.
I don't know of any OnlyFans that just show pictures of their daily life.
He's smiling.
Oh.
Logan.
Oh,
Logan.
Dirty, boys. Dirty, yeah, boys. Dirty boys. Dirty boys.
Dirty boy.
So, yep. So, like I said, tune in Friday night on this YouTube channel for live at Wolf Hollow. I haven't confirmed
it. I was gonna say hopefully.
I haven't confirmed it, but they're pretty cool with it. So we'll do a little bit of live streaming and get you guys on an actual hunt live on YouTube.
That's why it's called Death Wish. You're just dead afterwards.
Yeah, you're dead afterwards.
You come down.
Yeah.
Dude, I was on that high.
It's a fast downward spiral after the death wish.
Sounds like
man.
It, yeah.
It is.
Oh, man, because my throat is like, I'm just sitting here trying to chug water.
No, so you want some water here?
But I guess I've been talking for the last like 7 hours or so. Plus, we had 3 hours of Brickhead family earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a busy day. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am rambling on for the next 3 minutes. So
this person needs to go live. Go live 3 minutes early.
So if you guys have any kind of paranormal experiences, make sure to write to us at...
I'll let you handle this.
GhostFT@yahoo.com.
What's that?
GhostFT@yahoo.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, GhostFT@yahoo.com. And we will read your stories here on the podcast because we've actually had to, you know, get with the cellar dwellers and go and pull stories off of Reddit.
Please don't let us go in that rabbit hole.
And you know us, we fucking hate Redditors. Hate Reddit. Yeah, as a YouTuber, we hate Redditors. They can kiss our ass, but we like to steal their stories and make fun of them.
No, they have to super chat $100 to see you do that.
Oh yeah, yeah. So, Legoland Ballot says in Melbourne's Princess Theater, it's good luck to see the ghost of the
Frederici.
Yeah, actor died while playing Satan. In the Faust, 1887, they see each opening night. Nice. Who is next in the 72 hours? It is Sarah Star Builds something, maybe? I don't remember. I apologize. It's in the link. There's a link for it in the description of this video.
Just go down there and you'll see.
Leave a seat on opening nights. Nice. They say that if you have a person die, like your father died or whatever, to leave a seat open during like family get-togethers.
That's and what we used to they'll do. Sit there and join grandpa, right? For gotcha. Like Christmas, we gave yeah. left him a seat.
All right, guys. So, like I said, make sure to write your stories to
GhostFT@yahoo.com.
Make sure to check us out on Instagram and Facebook. We put some awesome pictures and stuff up there. So follow us there as well. So as always, ladies and gentlemen.
Break no.
No. Come on.
Everyone has a story to tell.
Yes, everybody does have a story to tell, and we want you to tell them right here with us here.
At GhostFT@yahoo.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, stay safe.